It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
This is Tom Rowe with radio news about radio waves. Carl Bode of TechDirt tweeted last week, "So in the last 2 years, AT&T has been fined for defrauding the IP relay system, which helps the deaf, fined for profiting handsomely off of scamming and cramming, and for actually hiding those practices, sued for deceptive throttling of unlimited data customers, and now for effectively defrauding the Lifeline program designed to help the poor." Bode explained more in TechDirt about AT&T's recent missteps. On April 29th, the FCC announced that AT&T and its former subsidiary Southern New England Telephone will pay $10.9 million in penalties for overbilling the FCC's Lifeline program, a program which helps ensure low-income consumers have access to a phone line. But AT&T has several other recent bouts with regulators. Last year, the Federal Trade Commission sued AT&T for slowing down customer data speeds after they've used up certain amount of data on a single month. Quote, "unlimited means unlimited," unquote, said FTC Chairman Edith Ramirez at the time. Also last year, the FTC fined the company $105 million because AT&T Mobility allegedly charged consumers mobile phone bills for third-party subscriptions or services that they never ordered or authorized. In 2012, the Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against AT&T for bilking taxpayers out of millions of dollars by abusing IP relay subsidies. An IP relay allows the hearing impaired to send text-based messages to phone numbers, which are then read by operators. Since 2004, scammers realized that this was an opportunity to make almost totally anonymous calls paid for by taxpayers. The FCC pays telephone companies $1.50 per minute on IP relay calls. Bode says companies have started grumbling that Travis LeBlanc, chief of the FCC's Enforcement Bureau, quote, "is being too hard on the industry," unquote, with a major profile in the National Journal. Brandon Sasso notes there that LeBlanc also had T-Mobile pay $90 million for placing charges on consumers' bills, that Marriott Hotels paid $600,000 for blocking its customers' Wi-Fi hotspots, and CenturyLink and Verizon were fined millions for a software glitch that blocked 911 calls for 6 hours. Sasso writes, quote, "two telecom industry advocates complained that LeBlanc has been successful at grabbing headlines, but less effective at actually curbing bad behavior. By not being lenient on companies that self-report violations, he is discouraging future companies from coming forward," they said. Quote, "the SEC's new approach will discourage cooperation and self-disclosure, and it's going to force regulatees to beef up on litigation instead of compliance with the rules," unquote, one industry lobbyist said. Quote, "ultimately, that's a poor use of resources for taxpayers, and it will lead to a worse result for consumers," unquote. Make up your own mind. More information is at newsroom.free103.9.org. This is Tom Rowe for WGXC and Wave Farm Radio.